Chapter 369, Expiation for the Violation of Commandments of Allah. Allah the Exalted says, "And if an evil whisper from Shaitan, Satan, tries to turn you away, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, from doing good, then seek refuge in Allah." 41:36. Verily, those who are al-muttaqun, the pious, when an evil thought comes to them from Shaitan, Satan, they remember Allah, and indeed, they then see aright. 7:201. And those who, when they have committed fahisha, or wronged themselves with evil, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins, and none can forgive sins but Allah, and do not persist in what wrong they have done while they know. For such, the reward is forgiveness from their Rabb, and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, Jannah, wherein they shall abide forever. How excellent is their reward for the doers who do righteous deeds according to Allah's orders. 3:135 and 136. And all of you beg Allah to forgive you all, O believers, that you may be successful. 24:31. 18:07. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "He who takes an oath and involuntarily says, 'By Allah and Al-Uzza,' should at once affirm, 'La ilaha illallah,' there is no true God except Allah. And he who says to his companion, 'Come, let's gamble,' should make expiation by giving something in charity." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Allat and Al-Uzza were the idols of the polytheists of Arabia. To take oath or swear by them or by anything else besides Allah is an act of disbelief which takes one out of the fold of religion. If any person swears by anything or anybody else other than Allah, he should recite La ilaha illallah and refresh and re-establish his belief in Allah. Similarly, if someone indulges in other sins, then he should repent and give in charity according to his resources. The reason is, as Allah says, "Verily, the good deeds remove the evil deeds, i.e. small sins." 11:114.